We continue on with our Jackson Heights locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Brandon Tamman joined now by the Jackson Heights boys basketball coach. That is Brett Plattner. Coach, a lot to dive into here over the last week. A couple of victories since we last spoke against Pleasant Ridge on Friday and then Morehill Mounts Academy on Tuesday. But just kind of an overall sense of where your team is at right now. You lost the first game of the year against Royal Valley. Panthers got hot from behind the arc, able to kind of hold you off towards the end. But since then, three straight wins, all in league play over ACCHS, Pleasant Ridge, and then Morehill. We'll dive into it a little bit more specifically momentarily. But got to feel pretty good where your team's at, you know, with one more game before the holiday break.
Yeah, anytime you can swing some momentum into the holiday break, and at least now we're guaranteed a winning record headed into the holiday break. That'll re-energize the guys, keep them focused over break, which with the particular group we have this year, they don't need any re-energizing towards basketball. They love the game that much. But, yeah, like you said, three straight wins after a rough home loss to start the year. Like you said, Royal Valley got hot from three. Showed us as a team that we needed to focus in on the defensive end, and we talked last show about kind of the changes and focus that we were making towards the defensive end, and most of that's been paying its dividends, showing up within the last few games we played. And I thought last night, now that we've shifted a little bit of a focus towards our offense again, last night was the night where that kind of started to show itself as well. We were a little more efficient with the basketball, better stepping in rhythm to our shots from the perimeter, and like I said, three straight wins in a row headed into a fun game on Friday. Hopefully we can keep the train rolling.
Yeah, take us to that one on Tuesday night on the road against a team in Morehill Mounts Academy who's the defending champs, probably good enough to win it again. They're going to certainly be up there in that race when we get closer to the end of the season. But not only winning a game like that, 48-46, playing the way that you guys did, but just a crucial win, and more particularly on the road.
Anytime you can win on the road, especially in the league, that's definitely a benefit. But as far as the neutral fan was concerned, if you were watching that game, it was probably a heck of a basketball game to watch. Several runs, several ebbs and flows to the game where one team would take a 3-4 point lead and the other would turn around and then go on a mini run of their own and take a 3-4 point lead. We're getting thrown into situations more, and especially last night where we're having to play with those 3-4 point leads with a couple minutes left. Learning how to see out those games, making sure we're being strong with the ball and getting consistent movement on offense. Those high pressure scenarios where you got to hit free throws and you got to defend at the other end really well if you want to close those out. So that was a really good learning experience for our boys. Like I said, for the neutral, it was probably a really exciting game. Probably too exciting for me. My blood pressure was probably running a little bit high, but really proud of our guys and their calmness through the scenarios. Like I said, there was several swings of momentum, and as far as the huddles were concerned, nobody was getting bent out of shape. Nobody was getting too high, too low. We were staying consistent as a team, staying together, and ultimately coming out with the victory.
Well, let's talk about the matchup here. Coming up your way on Friday, you get Horton, a team that's off to a 4-0 start, another team that can certainly, you know, win the league title this year. They made the state tournament last year for the first time since 2008, essentially brought back that whole crew. Got a chance to see him against Jefferson County North. They're just good size players, you know, all 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2", can all kind of handle the ball and have just a little bit of everything that you're looking for in a basketball team. Just what's the early thoughts against Horton, and what kind of matchup do we expect Friday?
It's going to be a really fun one. You know, it's the last Friday game we have before Christmas break hits, so everybody's going to be around, everybody's going to be showing up. We expect a packed house, and our boys know that, you know, when you get a pretty loud, big crowd there, it's going to be a pretty fun environment. So really excited to see what we can put on the floor versus them. Like you said, they present a lot of matchup problems with their size across the board. They have some pretty good skill to match with it, too. And on top of that, they're a really well-coached team. They switch a lot of looks defensively, so we're going to have to identify those looks quickly. They are they're good attacking the basket, but they also have guys who, when you kick to them, can step in and knock down a three-pointer. So our guys are going to have a good Wednesday, Thursday of practice, make sure we're focusing in on the things that are going to make us successful. And like I said, Friday should be a really exciting game, a really good game overall for our boys, not only to learn from, but hopefully compete at and give ourselves a chance to head into the break with some momentum.
Jackson Heights boys basketball coach, again, that's Brett Plattner joining us. A monster early matchup right before the break. Two undefeated teams in league play as it's Jackson Heights taking on the Horton Chargers. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Good luck here on Friday. We'll talk to you in 2024.
Thanks, Brandon.